Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you? Yes, Madhu. Exactly. Yes, I'm so sorry. I was on a call with my technical team. Madhu, are you at your shop right now? Okay, fine. Do you have any device like a laptop or a computer, or what device do you have with you right now? Okay, you have a computer. Okay, can you just log in to you have a netcom modem, right? Which modem do you have? It's a netcom modem. What is the Wi-Fi you Wait, give me a moment. That is the reason I'm not able to access the modem from my end. Can you do one thing? Can you just log in and activate the remote access so that I can check this connection from my end? Okay, what is the which Wi-Fi are you connected to? The one which we you're using with us? Is the Wi-Fi showing connected or there is no Wi-Fi? You're not getting that option. Do a scan and check once again. You what was the yeah do a scan on your Wi-Fi option and see if you're getting it. What Wi-Fi you used to get, is it was it Melbourne phone, M phone or telecom? Have you reset the modem? No, a reset means that tiny hole. There's a tiny hole at the back of the modem. Have you pressed that? So previously, what was the Wi-Fi name you used to connect to? M phone. You're not getting M phone right now. You're getting Netcom, right? Okay, check the. Is it the same Wi-Fi name which is at the back of the modem? See, there's a sticker. On the sticker, you can see if it's the same one or not. Same Wi-Fi? Okay, then in that case, I believe the modem has been reset. Not a problem. You connect to that. The password is there. The wireless security. That's the password. Put the password and connect it. Because the modem has been reset, Madhu, that's the reason you're not getting the Wi-Fi. Maybe. You just put the. Yeah. What is it incorrect or again? Okay, wait, let me just check once again from my end. Yes, I want to put I want you to put that one, not the one which we gave you. Connected. All right. So, which device are you connecting it on? Mobile phone, laptop, computer, where? Is it showing connected without internet? Okay, fine, not a problem. Make sure your Wi-Fi, your mobile data is off. Turn off your mobile data. You don't require the mobile data. Is it done? No, you need to switch off. If turn off the mobile, I would advise you if you can check on your computer. You have a computer, you said, or laptop? Yeah, because that will be more better for you to see the options. On mobile, you don't get the options clearly. Okay, fine. Please open any browser like Google Chrome, Safari, and yeah, put this number 192.168.1.1. Okay, put once again, I'm giving you one more ID. Close it and open once again. 192. One nine two dot 168 dot 20.1. 168.8.20.1. Yeah, correct. It's the word admin, admin. Okay, sure. Yes, I'm here. Internet is not working right now, because we have to do a setup. I believe someone has reset the modem, Madhuka. You need to reconfigure the modem and then internet will work. Just follow the step I'm asking you, then you can check the connection then. All right. Okay. Did you put the username and password? Yeah, in all small letters, no space. What you can say? Check the password. Is it the same at the back of the modem? See? It will be mentioned there. No. Modem. See, there's a modem login password. Admin or something is there. Just check. On top. No, on top. Can you see any? Okay, give the password which is printed there. Yeah. Okay, skip to the main menu. Now what you can see? Can you click on internet? Now tell me what you can see. No, 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 no. On the left hand, on top, what are the options you can see? Tell me once again. Okay, click on internet. Click on internet. Now what you can see? Wait, give me a moment. On the left hand side, can you see a set of options, summary, internet? Click on internet and tell me now what you can see. So click on VDSL. No, connection type is PPOE. PPPOE. Yes, of course, you have to change that, sir. It's the word admin, admin. The username and password is the word admin. ADMIN in small letters. Yes, the password is also same thing, admin. Yeah, update. Now what you can see? Give me a moment, please. Okay, when you click on internet, you get a page, right? Internet's information. Now what you can see there? Description, beneath description, can you see anything? No. No. Click on ETH WAN. Click on that and delete that. Yes. There is an option, update, delete, more option. Click on delete. Now there is only VDSL, right? Okay. Click on VDSL and tell me what are the options you can see. Okay, fine. Now come to the part where you can see advance. Yeah. Now, when you click on advance, you'll get more options, right? On the other side of the page. Now come to the part where you can see security. You have IP filtering, MAC filtering, IPsec, access control. Click on access control. Now you get the table there, right? Okay, you just need to do the changes on the first option, which is HTTP. Click, give a t the enable option should be ticked. What is the LAN port number? Okay, leave it as it is. Click on the WAN enable option. WAN enable option. You have HTTP, then enabled, then 80, then enable again, right? Underneath WAN. WAN, WAN. Yes. And what is the port number there? Yes, I want you to click the enable. It should be 8081. Please make the changes on that port where you can see. Yes. Only underneath the WAN port, it will be 8081. Others will be the same. Yes. Now click on save. No more changes. Save. Okay, wait, let me just check. Did you click on save? What are the options there? Tell me what changes have you done there? HTTP is enabled and then the LAN port is 80, right? And the WAN is enabled and the port is 8081. Click on, did you click on save, apply? Please check if your internet is working. Internet is not working. Go to internet. And what is the current connection showing there? The DSL light is there. Okay, it's a okay. I'm so sorry. It's a NBN. Okay, fine. Do one thing. You just delete that. Yes, that VDSL. The way I told you, click on that, and then you'll get the delete option. Just do that. Yeah, it's okay. Fine. Delete it. I'll tell you what to do next. Okay. Now click on create new. Now, again, you'll get the option, description and all. So, internet service, click on ETH WAN. Ethernet WAN. Internet service, click on Ethernet, yes, Ethernet WAN. And the connection type will be PPPoE. And the username and password will be the word admin, all in small letters, no space. And then click on update. Yeah, apply. Okay, wait. I'm checking. Yes, I can check. I have the access of your modem now. Please wait, sir. I'll do the setup for the landline. Okay. You want me to do any changes on the Wi-Fi or keep the same as it is? Usually we keep the Wi-Fi name. What is the modem password? Give me the password, sir. No, the modem login password, where you can see admin and then you put in the password. CSS for sugar. Yes, sir. N for Nancy, A for Apple. Okay. EF. Yep. Okay. Okay, fine. So I will be doing the setup for the landline, the Wi-Fi and the landline. Okay, just give me a moment, sir. Okay, I'm going to do a test call on the landline now. It should be working. Okay, give me a moment, sir.